Even though he spent a lifetime communicating with students, even at one point chairman of the UW Superior Communicating Arts Department, Professor Emeritus John Munsell has never surfed the internet. Not until now. His task is stump the net. The challenge is to find a long-lost, obscure jazz artist.
Phil Nimmons, Canadian artist out of Toronto.
And that's Phil?
N-I-M-M-O-N-S.
M-M-O-N-S.
And he did a piece called Prince Edward Island Suite.
It didn't take long for a search engine to come up with three pages about his subject, but the search has only just begun. He wants to buy the song Prince Edward Island Suite.
Buy a recording, maybe it's under that. Find a score? No, I don't want the score. I can't afford the score.
People who choose to say no to the internet aren't necessarily living in caves. Superior Attorney Toby Markovich, former president of the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents, doesn't use email. He tried it 5 years ago, but gave it up.
The time that it took to wade through all of the email that was coming in to find the important ones and then try to reply to them and then conduct other business at the same time, it just became ridiculous.
Markovich says it's quicker to send a fax or pick up a phone. Phone conversations are immediate with less chance of misunderstanding a text message because he can hear voice inflections. He can have a give and take on the phone. His law practice thrives, but some people don't buy it.
Well, once in a while somebody will ask me when I'm going to join the 21st century, but I can handle that.
The ever-changing technology is no big deal to Gen Xers who grew up with computers and the internet. But for others, it can be intimidating. UW Superior Psychology Professor Gary Sherman says technology isn't always the best answer. In the classroom, in communication, it can stifle learning and imagination.
What's wrong with picking up a phone and saying, hi, Joe, what you doing? You know, and you never know for sure exactly what's going to come about with that conversation.
Sherman says this technological explosion is happening in a culture that is slow to change, so it's an overload.
So yes, some folks are going to embrace change as a challenge, and others are going to be frightened by change as something that may be difficult to cope with.
Then there's the time factor. People have to do their jobs, but don't always have time to learn the latest PowerPoint technique.
At some point, we do have to, I think, say no to any more learning and say, I want somebody else to do this for me.
And Sherman says people are afraid of losing their privacy since emails and web surfing can be tracked. That's why State Representative Frank Boyle of Superior has never surfed or emailed in his life.
Absolutely not. I am totally illiterate. I've had that little mouse in my mealy hand, I think, once or twice in my life. But carpal tunnel, I will never acquire from my computer skills. No.
Boyle admits the computer age may have snuck up on him and left him behind, but he doesn't feel left out.
There are so many interruptions in my life at this point. I want to simplify. I don't want to complicate. I watch Katie, my wife, deal with a computer failure. My staff all are computer geniuses.
So he gets by without a computer, for that matter, without a cell phone. He has no inclination to read blogs as long as he has his radio and newspapers.
There's nothing better in the morning to go out and get the newspaper, to sit down with a cup of coffee, my Cocker Spaniel, in a reading chair in the corner of my living room and spend 30-45 minutes. It's certainly one of the most relaxing times of my day. I can't envision myself spending hour after hour looking into a screen typing things in. I can get on the phone and I can call people direct. I can have a personal conversation with folks if I want to.
But the internet is rich with information, even for obscure Canadian jazz artists like Phil Nimmons.
Is that it?
I doubt it. Let's try a different one.
Composer, it might be under this one.
Sure enough, not only information, but a CD with Prince Edward Island Suite on it.
Ooh, there it is. This is recorded back in late 70s.
What?
Sometime. I mean, this is really old, and it can be purchased for a mere, of course, $35. But hey, what the heck?
In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.